Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
Well, in the grain futures, we had a really big mix of volatility and direction here. We had corn futures anywhere from four to 8.5 cents lower. The 8.5 cents came in December and closed at 4.61. And then wheat futures were down anywhere from 6 to 9 cents or so, depending on which exchange you look at. But a lot of pressure in corn and wheat. The soybeans, on the other hand, were really strong today after opening up lower. We closed about 25 and a quarter higher in the September and then 15 cents higher in the November. A lot of the reasons why we're having the big mix-up is because the delivery situation against the September contracts. There haven't been any deliveries for the September beans, but there have been a few for the September corn and the September wheat. So that's one reason why the September's a little bit higher. We're also seeing a little bit of harvest pressure here, as harvest is in full swing in the south and the southern states, nearly 90% done in Louisiana. But there's some talk of some harvest action for corn in southern Illinois with what seem to be pretty good yields at this point. So I think that's pressuring corn. Of course, we don't have any soybeans harvested yet, and those things are about a week or two behind schedule. With the little rainfall and being behind schedule, any freeze and earlier than expected freeze could drive those higher.
We'll have more with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what were some of the reports that traders were looking at today?
There have been several reports we're looking at since yesterday, and then going into next week we'll have some more. But yesterday FC Stone released their crop estimates for the corn and soybean crop. They say that the corn crop could be about 13.94 billion bushels. That's a little less than 200 million bushels higher than the August USDA number. And the yield, FC Stone said, was about 156.4. That's about 2 bushels an acre bigger. On beans, they said 3.146 billion bushels. Now, that's lower than the last USDA report in August of 3.255. They dropped the yield from the USDA to 41.2, where the USDA is at 42.6. Reuters also released their survey. They said corn yield was 154, just a little bit smaller than 154.4 on the USDA. And then Reuters says that soybean is going to be 41.1, which is about a bushel and a half less than the USDA. We have exports that come out tomorrow, looking for corn to be from 400,000 to 800,000 metric tons. Beans from 500 to 900, and wheat from 400 to 700. And then we have, tomorrow morning, we also have Informa is going to put their latest round of crop production numbers. And then the big one next week is on Thursday. The USDA puts out their the quarterly crop estimate and then the supply and demand on September 12th. So we'll be looking forward to that and trading those numbers at the next couple days.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at our closing numbers, October live cattle were down 77 cents today at 125.22. September feeders off 27 cents at 156.75. And October lean hogs were up 27 cents at 89.40. In our grain markets today, September Kansas City wheat was down 3¾ cents at 701¼. Chicago September corn off 4½ cents at 489½. And September soybeans gained 25¼ cents on the day to close at 14.23 even. October cotton today was down 43 points to close at 82.40 cents per pound. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel on OklahomaFarmReport.com.